Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. We're looking at a market poised for, shall we say, a cautiously optimistic start? Futures are ticking up?
That's right. S&P futures are up about 11 points, NASDAQ 100 futures showing a 25-point gain, and Dow futures are up around 58 points, all looking about 0.1% above fair value. So, a little green to start the day, June 9th, 2025.
It feels like a bit of carryover from Friday's strength, but there's a big elephant in the room, or rather, in London, those US-China trade talks.
Absolutely. The market is definitely holding its breath for headlines there, especially concerning a potential relaxation of export controls. That could be a significant catalyst. And speaking of catalysts, the S&P 500 did reclaim that 6,000 level, which is a psychological win, but volatility, or VXX, remains pretty stable, suggesting traders aren't panicking.
Interesting. So a cautiously bullish sentiment, as some analysts are putting it. What about overnight? What did we see from Asia?
Asia-Pacific markets were generally higher. They were cheered by Friday's U.S. jobs report and, of course, those London trade talks. Japan's Nikkei climbed 0.9%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng jumped 1.6%, and China's Shanghai Composite was up 0.4%.
But China's own data had some nuances, didn't it?
It did. While their overall exports for May were up 4.8% year over year, which sounds good, exports to the U.S. specifically, down a sharp 34.4%. That really highlights the trade tensions. Plus, their producer price index, the PPI, fell 3.3% year over year, the weakest since July 2023. Deflationary pressures there.
Not ideal. And Europe? How did they fare?
European markets are mostly a bit lower this morning, but losses are modest. The STOXX Europe 600 is down about 0.2%. We heard some comments from ECB officials, including President Lagarde, that make it sound like their rate cut cycle might be over. So that's something to digest. And, like everyone else, they're watching those US-China talks. Trading volumes are also on the lighter side due to Pentecost holiday in several markets.
Got it. So a mixed bag globally, but all eyes on London. Any specific economic data points for us here in the U.S. today?
The main one on the docket for later this morning, around 10 a.m. Eastern, is wholesale inventories for April. The consensus is looking for a flat reading, 0.0%, after a 0.4% rise previously. We also have a $58 billion three-year note auction to keep an eye on.
Okay, let's shift to earnings and corporate news. Any early movers or guidance updates catching your eye?
A few things. Aon reaffirmed its FY25 outlook at their Investor Day. ArcBest provided a Q2 update, noting their asset-based segment saw a 6% year-over-year increase in daily shipments. That's a positive sign for freight. And Cameco expects an increase in its share of Westinghouse's FY25 adjusted EBITDA.
Sounds like some pockets of strength. On the broader corporate front, it's a busy day for headlines. Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference kicks off today. What are we expecting there?
Big expectations, as always. Reports suggest Apple will introduce iOS 26, and there's some supply chain chatter that the iPhone 17 could see a price increase due to tariffs. So, a lot to unpack from Apple.
Indeed. And Qualcomm is making waves with an acquisition.
Yes, Qualcomm is set to acquire Alphawave Semi, with an implied enterprise value of around $2.4 billion. That's a significant move in the semiconductor space. Also, IONQ announced they're acquiring Oxford Ionics. More M&A in the quantum computing field.
And Warner Brothers Discovery, they're planning to split into two publicly traded companies?
That's the announcement. It's a major restructuring. They've also commenced a cash tender offer and consent solicitation.
You know, it feels like we hear about big media companies restructuring or splitting fairly often. Is this just the flavor of the month or something more substantial for Warner Brothers Discovery?
That's a fair point. There's been a lot of churn in the media landscape. Investors will be scrutinizing the details and, more importantly, the execution plan. It's one thing to announce a split, another to make both new entities thrive. So a wait and see, but definitely a watch closely situation.
Good perspective. What else is buzzing in corporate news? I saw Meta might be making a big AI play.
That's right. Reports indicate Meta is in discussions to invest a hefty $10 billion in scale AI. That would be a massive commitment. And speaking of CEOs, Ken Moelis is reportedly soon stepping down as CEO of Moelis. United Health is also in the news, apparently aiming to exit Latin America in a deal valued around $1 billion.
Lots of moving parts. Let's look at some of the pre-market movers. Who's gapping up?
We're seeing some nice pops. EVEX is up around 11.9%. TOI showing a 5.9% gain. Cameco, CCJ, also up 5.9% on that positive outlook. IONQ is up 4% following their acquisition news.
And on the downside?
PLCE is taking a hit, down about 21.7%. TGS is off by 5.8%. In Tesla, TSLA is down around 2.4% in the pre-market.
Tesla's seeing some pressure. Any specific analyst calls driving action today?
Quite a few. On the upgrade side, ABM Industries got a couple of bumps to buy / outperform. Goodyear Tire and Rubber was upgraded to outperform. LPL Financial also got an upgrade to buy from one firm, though another downgraded it to neutral. So a mixed view there.
And downgrades? I imagine Tesla might be on that list too, given the pre-market.
You guessed it. Tesla was downgraded to hold by Argus and to neutral by Robert W. Baird. Lululemon also got a couple of downgrades to equal weight and market perform. Some concerns there, perhaps related to those tariff headwinds we've heard about. McDonald's was downgraded to equal weight as well. And there's a lot of new analyst coverage starting on eToro Group eToro with a mix of buy and neutral ratings.
Okay, let's bring it back to the broader market and potential trade ideas. WaveRider AI's analysis suggests cautiously bullish with key levels for SPY at 598 for support and 600.37 as resistance. For QQQ, it's 529 support and 530.75 resistance.
Exactly. The market is consolidating with a mild bullish bias. The advice is to monitor those levels closely. A break above resistance could fuel more buying, while a drop below support might bring in sellers. Sector-wise, energy, XLE, and technology, XLK, are showing some favoritism. Focus on mega-cap leadership in stocks with strong volume-backed momentum.
And that caution about tariff-related headwinds, especially for names like Lululemon, is worth repeating. Any specific stocks on the watch list from those reports?
Yes, for continuation plays, URGN was mentioned, and for an anticipation setup, Microsoft, MSFT, is one to watch. As always, traders are advised to keep stops tight and look for entries near confirmed support zones, especially with the mixed signals from some economic data and geopolitical uncertainties.
So to wrap things up for this Monday morning, the market seems to be holding on to recent gains, futures pointing to a slightly higher open. The big event today is clearly those US-China trade talks in London. Any headlines there could really move the needle.
Absolutely. Cautious optimism really is the phrase of the day. The S&P 500 is above 6,000, which is positive, but those key resistance levels for SPY around 600.37 and QQQ around 530.75 will be important to watch. Keep an eye on volume to confirm any moves. And remember, it's June 9th, 2025. Still plenty of trading year left.
Great summary. Stay nimble out there, folks. That's your Morning Dose. Thanks for tuning in and have a profitable trading day.